听力课堂，听 class.com。
Step by step, book three. Lesson 88, part one, warming up exercises. What in the news lead? You are going to hear several news leads. Listen carefully.Focus your attention on what in each lead and write down what you hear in the given spaces.
More than 100,000 persons took part in anti-nuclear demonstrations in London on Sunday.
China's labor union newspaper, the Workers' Daily, says the country has almost completed plans for its first nuclear power center.
An explosion in a chemical factory has forced about 25,000 persons to leave their homes in the southern state of Louisiana.
Malaysia's Minister of Culture, Mukhtar Hassim, has been charged with the murder of a politician during the election campaign last April.
Two of the astronauts orbiting the Earth in America's space shuttle, Columbia, are preparing for a walk in space Monday.
The United States has ordered two Cuban diplomats to leave the country.
Work crews are trying to clean up a large oil spill in the western state of Wyoming. Two Canadian pilots are continuing an attempt to break the record for around-the-world flight in a one-engine airplane.
Moscow. The Soviet Union has urged the United Nations to call for an immediate worldwide halt to the production of nuclear weapons. The Soviet government also asked the UN to declare the first use of any nuclear weapon a crime. Soviet Foreign Minister Andrei Gromyko made the proposals in letters sent to UN Secretary General Javier Perez de Cuellar. United Nations will consider the proposals. Mr. Gromyko from the United States and the Soviet Union could be an example for the rest of the world by being the first to halt all nuclear arms production. Beijing. Soviet Deputy Foreign Minister Leonid Ilyichov has arrived for talks on establishing normal relations between China and the Soviet Union. The talks reopen later today. Chinese Vice Foreign Minister Chen Qichen welcomed the Soviet official at Beijing Airport. Mr. Chen said he hopes for progress in the talks. The United Nations. Kampuchean opposition leader Prince Norodom Sihanouk has again urged the General Assembly to call for the withdrawal of Vietnamese forces from Kampuchea. Prince Sihanouk told the UN Assembly that the situation in Kampuchea is growing much worse. He said that about 600,000 Vietnamese civilians are in Kampuchea, along with Vietnamese occupation forces. The Kampuchean opposition leader said the Vietnamese settlers are destroying his country's society and farmland. But Prince Sihanouk told the General Assembly that his opposition coalition is strong and growing. Harare. 9 countries in southern Africa have appealed for $300 million in aid to help deal with the effects of a long drought. The 9 countries have been suffering from extremely dry weather for more than 2 years. They said they need the aid to buy food and farm animals. The appeal was made in Harare by the 9 members of the Southern African Development Coordination Conference.
Exercise 1. Complete the summary for each news item. Exercise 2. Answer the questions. Part 3. Words and their stories. Nodes.
It is not surprising that the human nose has given language some of its most imaginative expressions. Without a nose, how could we breathe or smell? And does any part of a person's face give it more of its special character than the nose, large or small? Cyrano de Bergerac said that a great nose showed a great man, courageous, courteous, manly, and intellectual. Of course, he was a fanatic when it came to noses. But how true were the words of the poet who said that when she smelled a rose, she felt it was a great sorrow that she had only one nose. Clearly, the nose has had a major part in man's imagination and in the expression of many different kinds of emotions. For example, the expression to hold up one's nose shows one of man's basic feelings, pride. On the other hand, a person who thinks he is better than others will turn up his nose. Then we have a number of expressions that show man's weakness. One is to be led by the nose, letting others control him. As Shakespeare said, There are many who are led by the nose by gold. Other expressions show man's skill, as in a newspaper reporter who has a nose for news, or a leader who has a nose for trouble. And for those who feel rejected, we say that their noses have been put out of joint. The expression is about 500 years old. This expression is used to describe someone who has been turned away for another. For example, when someone is not invited to a party, or when a child feels rejected when a newborn baby is brought into the home. Their noses have been put out of joint, though usually for only a short time. For the powerful human emotions of revenge and spite, we have the expression to cut off your nose to spite your face. A man who will injure himself just to get the satisfaction of revenge against another is cutting off his nose to spite his face. There are a few other expressions based on the human nose. To keep one's nose to the grindstone. To work very hard without looking up. To work long hours to reach a goal. To take a nosedive. To fail. To fall like an uncontrolled plane. To count noses. To make a list of your supporters or opponents. And on the nose. Exactly right on time. You have been listening to the special English program, Words and Their Stories. It was written by Harold Berman. This is Norris Joyce.
Exercises. Explain the expressions with the information you get from the story.